Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Warning: the SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Bringer of Conflict. Item Number, SCP-114. Object Class, Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-114 is kept in a 10-meter cubed standard concrete humanoid containment cell at Site 17. The cell is positioned at the top of a 40-meter shaft to prevent staff members from coming into the proximity of SCP-114. The cell is accessible by a staircase restricted to emergency use only. Daily rations are provided to SCP-114 three times a day by means of a dumbwaiter. SCP-114 is also permitted to submit written requests to attending staff by the same means. To date, SCP-114 has been granted one Quran, one prayer rug, and one blank journal with pens. Research on SCP-114 is suspended until further notice. Elimination of SCP-114 is acceptable in the event of a multiple containment breach crisis. Description: SCP-114 is a Pashtun woman of Afghani origin, approximately 40 years old and 160 centimeters tall. SCP-114 has the involuntary effect of fostering and escalating violent conflict between all individuals in her proximity. Subjects within 10 to 15 meters of SCP-114 become inconsolably aggressive at trivialities or points of little consequence, often to the degree of projecting hostile motives on others. Arguments generally arise between individuals after 1 to 3 minutes of exposure to SCP-114. The resulting arguments turn to violence in all cases. Notably, persons affected by the presence of SCP-114 will never exhibit hostility towards SCP-114 or attempt to inflict harm upon her. Subjects ordered to deliberately injure SCP-114 find themselves unable to do so. For relevant information, see Experiment Log 114-A. Communication with SCP-114 has only been possible through written notes or electronic means. Researchers have gleaned that SCP-114 is unaware of her effect on other people. She shows little to no response to exposure of violence, and seems to be under the impression that human beings are naturally aggressively hostile to each other. SCP-114 is consistently unresponsive and uncooperative with researchers, and appears to be acutely wary of human interaction. Due to the difficulty of communication with SCP-114, psychological evaluations have been speculative, at best. Rudimentary assessments strongly suggest psychological trauma, combat stress reaction, and/or compassion fatigue have been tentatively proposed. Document 114-A-898-12. Abridged eyewitness report from a former soldier in the 40th Red Army, interviewed March 23, 1991. Translated and transcribed by We took on February the 1st, 1980. It was a shit little village, but the Mujahideen put up a damn good fight. 8 of our men killed, 15 wounded, 1 tank destroyed. It was dead cold, too. You think the Middle East is warm, but you go to the mountains in February, it is not so. Anyway, we were mopping up the area, going through the huts, looking for weapon caches and the like. It seemed like every doorstep had some old babushka weeping and tearing at her hair and clutching our knees. But at the end of a street was this one big hut, no babushka outside. Only there were trays of food left out, like an offering before the door. So 6 of us go in to search. It was big and empty inside, dusty and practically bare. Didn't look like anyone had been in there for a long time. But soon, we hear this soft whimpering. Oh, look. Over in the corner there's a little girl, must be 8 or 9, curled up all alone. Piotr, he was a big softy. He goes over, he bends down, puts out his hand, says, "Come on, little one, it is okay, we won't hurt you." But the girl won't budge. Then Piotr stands up, all stiffly, and looks at us, and looks back at us funny. Konstantin walks over and puts a hand on his shoulder, tells him to leave the girl alone, laughing good-naturedly. Piotr gets all red-faced, like he's had a full bottle, and shouts, "Get your damn hand off my shoulder," or something of the sort. He looks like a wild animal. We were all in surprise. And suddenly, they are on the ground, and he's bashing Konstantin's face with the butt of his rifle, screaming. It took 3 of us to pull him off, and by then Konstantin was dead. Thank you for listening. Intro music for this episode was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Additional music was from Mayu. This episode was recorded live on Discord. You can join the Discord server, there is a link below. And I will try to do live recordings almost every week. Level 2 patrons or higher get early, ad-free episodes, as well as more of these live recordings. Everything is listed in the show notes, and also if you have an SCP suggestion, there's a form linked down below, or you can suggest it to me in the server. Leaving a review, rating, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.